Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet. And as usual, we turn to our good friend Christopher Phillips to see what's happening. Hey, Christopher, what's going on out there?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for the planet Jupiter rising in the early evening around 5:14 p.m. Jupiter is the largest planet in the solar system, and this makes it very easy to spot with the naked eye. The moon will be passing through its full phase this week. This, of course, means that stargazing for those faint objects in the heavens will be very hard work indeed.
And I imagine it'd be really hard work to see the mysterious spots on Ceres, which I understand you have an update on.
Yes, we are returning again to Ceres this week, and the ever-deepening mystery of those enigmatic bright spots. The bright spots of Ceres have been causing all sorts of kerfuffle since they were first identified by NASA's Dawn spacecraft. Their origin is a mystery, but new observations by ground-based telescopes have confirmed that the bright spots change throughout the day.
And what might be causing the brightness to change?
Well, observations by observatories in Chile have hinted that something really awesome could be happening here. The brightening of these spots could be linked to sunlight that is heating up ice, which in turn creates a haze and plumes of gas.
And then how would they get dark again? Lack of light?
Exactly. Just as sunlight warms the ice during the Ceres day, the ice will refreeze at night when the sun sets. We think that this is responsible for the changes in brightness that we're seeing. Now, if confirmed, it would add real credence to the theory that there is a salt water ocean hiding just under the surface of Ceres.
And why was the Dawn spacecraft unable to detect this change in the color?
Well, the spacecraft is always on the move, so it's entirely likely that Dawn was just not in the right position to see this happen. The fact that this was spotted by scopes here on the Earth goes to show that in some cases, being far away from an object can actually give you a unique perspective. You can think of it like standing in front of a painting with your nose touching the canvas. You might see the canvas really well, but you need to take a step back if you want to see the whole picture.
That makes a lot of sense. And real quick, is that mist that it creates from the water turns into mist in the air?
It is. Something's going on here with the salty water ice.
Well, we'll hope to get more information on that in an upcoming Stargazer. Thank you for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
Christopher Phillips, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.